Funding for Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer is provided by the Foundation at Hearst Castle, where donors and members experience exclusive events that recreate what it was like to be a guest of William Randolph Hearst, from swimming in the iconic Neptune Pool to dining in Hearst's private guest house overlooking the Pacific Ocean. The Foundation at Hearst Castle's ongoing mission is to support the conservation and restoration of Hearst Castle while offering youth programs for underserved students, preserving the past and inspiring future generations of dreamers. Discover how you can become a member by going to foundation@hearstcastle.com and learn how you can support this unique and invaluable mission.
I'm Tom Wilmer, reporting from Knoxville, Tennessee.
I'm Mark Ezell. I'm the Commissioner of Tourist Development for the state of Tennessee, and I always enjoy my times with Tom. Look forward to hearing more about Knoxville.
It's one of your favorite places to come to, isn't it?
It is. It's absolutely the gateway to the Smokies. It's just got lots of things to do here and enjoy. Got UT football in Rocky Top. Got great hotels, wonderful culinary. It's a really nice place to visit.
And it's also a cool base camp. I mean, you can get to such a diversity of Tennessee destinations in a day.
Absolutely.
I mean, I just rolled in from Virginia border.
Yes. Yeah. Well, from Bristol, and I'll be up there later this week for their race. And, you know, they bring in tens and tens of thousands of people. But it's a wonderful place. And they've been a part of that success story about Tennessee tourism being so good that I can talk more about.
So I'm going to let you go. I know you got to get back to the Capitol, but I'm definitely going to come see you back in Nashville.
I would love to, because I want to talk. We just ended up having our economic impact has been released. We set a record in Tennessee on leisure travelers, beating 2019's year.
Tell us what you told me earlier about the surprise destination.
Well, we had two things happen, and this kind of happened across the nation, Tom, and you're so familiar with this because you cover travel so well, but the international traveler couldn't come back in 21, so our big cities like Nashville and Memphis are still trailing 2019's record year. But our outdoor recreation, led by East Tennessee, Knoxville, Sevier County, Sevier County was up 25% over 2019.
And there's a secret answer to why. Which is?
It is all that family outdoor entertainment that can be done up there. Not just Dollywood, although Dollywood's certainly a big draw, and I saw Dolly about 2 weeks ago.
Oh, did you?
Yes,
cool.
As she was her normal, amazing self. Mm-hmm. But what people wouldn't know is that little community of Sevier County of less than 150,000 people.
The whole county.
The whole county had over $3 billion of economic impact. Actually, was just about as much as Memphis and Shelby County, you know, just speaks to how people wanted to come to Tennessee during the pandemic and then after to get to our great outdoors. We're so grateful.
Well, I'm going to let you go.
Okay.
Only because you're overdue on your parking.
Well, thank you. And I know you're going to really enjoy, and I think listeners will enjoy hearing from Kim. Kim's one of those people, like a lot of ours in our major cities, where our leaders have been there for a long time. They've seen mayors come and go and commissioners and governors, but they've been every day working for tourism, and that's helped us be successful in Tennessee.
Introduce her.
Yes. So Kim Bumpus, again, been leader for, I think it's almost 20 years, but what you see is the team here, the way they know how to do, bringing in sports and teams and families, and then teaching them or showing them all the great things they can do in Knoxville or in the gateway to the Smokies has been a huge strength. And you'll hear in just a minute about their economic impact, but they had a fantastic bounce back year. I'm Mark Ezell. I'm the Commissioner of Tourist Development for the state of Tennessee, and I always enjoy my times with Tom. Look forward to hearing more about Knoxville and to sharing with him what's going on in Tennessee tourism. Thank you. Good to be here.
So here we are in Knoxville.
Yes. Yeah. My name is Kim Bumpus, president of Visit Knoxville.
Tell us about, number one, what you're most proud of. Why should somebody come to Knoxville?
I think I'm most proud of Knoxville because, I mean, it's really grown in this premier getaway destination over the last 20 years. I mean, I think if you visited Knoxville 20 years ago and if you visit today, you're going to see night and day difference with the development of Market Square and our restaurants. I mean, it's just, it's amazing.
It was less than 10 years ago, first time I came here, and there was a dearth of restaurants downtown.
Yes.
And that is no longer the case. Last time I was here, I think you had 80 or something downtown.
Yeah, we have a lot of restaurants, and you know, and they continue to grow and they continue to shift as well. And mm-hmm. I think another thing that people don't think when you think Knoxville is the premier chefs that we have. You know, you have James Beard winning chefs here in Knoxville, and they have restaurants that they've started, and you know, maybe they were working at Blackberry and they decided to spin off to Knoxville and open their own restaurant. So mm-hmm. we've got a lot of that going on, and I think also, when people are going down Gay Street, you know, the shopping and the different things that you can do now with the rooftop bars and see the mountains, it's quite incredible.
And you're so blessed in that you didn't tear down all your old classic brick buildings, architecture. I just walk for an hour around town, just stopping every minute to go, wow, how cool. Yeah.
Yeah, very intentional on some of that as a destination. And I think that's something to be celebrated, the way the developers have come in and taken some of the structures and made them feel new inside, mm-hmm. but celebrated the character on the outside.
Yeah. And then another one of my favorites, the urban wilderness. Who would guess? Kayaking in a lake in the middle of the city?
Well, you're talking to an outdoor girl, so mm-hmm. I'm all about the urban wilderness. And sometimes I tell people this story that you can come visit Knoxville, drive to your hotel, park, and you'll never see your car again. Mm-hmm. You can come out of your hotel, walk down to the riverfront, or ride a scooter or an e-bike now. Mm-hmm. Go down there, rent a stand-up paddleboard or a kayak, and go on down and paddle to Iams. Get out there, do a mountain bike excursion, or go into the quarry with a whole different experience.
Tell us about the quarry, because that's how you were able to create the urban wilderness.
It is. It's in the heart of Iams. It's a great park that's a collaboration between the Iams family, the city, and the county. Mm-hmm. And it's where you can go and walk and feel like you're in the mountains almost, and you're not. You're right here in Knoxville, Tennessee.
And hike and mountain bike. And
yes, and you everything. Can rent a stand-up paddleboard or get some concessions mm-hmm. right at Meade's Quarry. And that's been a great thing for visitors.
And then you have that outdoor adventure center. That's
we do. Really cool. Yes. So you can go down to the outdoor adventure center, and that is kind of different partners there now with Legacy Parks and Outdoor Knoxville, and also with the Outdoor Collective. So that's a way that you can rent things there. You can buy things there. You can get visitor information. We have a satellite center there. And, you know, I think the other part is it's kind of like a place where you can just hang out. You can get a beer and just, get ready yeah. for your excursion.
Another one of the best kept secrets of Knoxville that I love is the women's basketball place. Tell us about that, what yes. it is and how it started.
We have the Women's Basketball Hall of Fame. Mm-hmm. It's been here for almost two decades also. I think it was built back in maybe about 15 years ago, mm-hmm. but it is a celebration to all of women's basketball. And I think that's what makes it very unique, because you might think about the Hall of Fame for football mm-hmm. and different things in other destinations, but you know, Knoxville's the only place you can go see the Women's Basketball
that's
Hall of Fame.
I was gonna say, in the whole country.
Yes, in the whole country. And we have an induction where we have people come from all over the country. They're inducted into the Women's Basketball Hall of Fame. And then we have a museum where you can watch videos and have kind of these real life experiences. You can stand in the huddle with Pat Summitt. So that's a really cool thing.
Another dynamic that I love about Knoxville is that you guys have a university here, and that by its nature drives that vitality and that exuberance of the town. Tell us about how the University of Tennessee engages and enhances.
Well, it's huge.
Yeah.
It's just huge to have a university this close to the downtown center of your destination. It's a game changer, really, for mm-hmm. lack of a better word, because you can feed off the energy of the students. You can retain talent off the university, which is, I grew up in West Tennessee in Memphis, mm-hmm. and I came up here to go to the University of Tennessee, fell in love with Knoxville, and never wanted to leave.
And you're not alone. I can't tell you the number of graduates that their whole goal in life when they graduated was find a way to stay here.
Yes, because it's there's no other place like Knoxville, Tennessee. You have a little bit of everything when you live here. You know, mm-hmm. you've got the outdoors, you've got culture, you've got a symphony, an opera, a world-class zoo. You've got so much to do here. And, you know, working at Visit Knoxville, it just makes my job so easy mm-hmm. because to tell a visitor why you should visit Knoxville is super easy.
And it's a big little town.
It is.
I mean, I walk one end of downtown to the other just the last couple of hours. How cool is that? What a walkable place.
Yeah, we love that part. And I kind of, when we're talking to events to bring here, we sell it like an open air mall. You can go anywhere you want and you have a variety of product, a variety of price scale, a variety of everything. And I think that is one of the key things that makes Knoxville so unique and brings repeat visitation.
And then there are other places that are just here. You almost have to bump into them. I think it's like the Bijou Theater.
Yes, yeah. And we have the State Theater with the Tennessee Theater, which is absolutely beautiful.
Off the scale elegance of the high point of the movie palace.
It really is.
What a miracle that it survived.
I know.
And there was multi-millions infused to the renovation, right?
Oh, there really was. And they took particular care of celebrating the homage of how it was created and just really brought it back to life. And without the Tennessee, you probably wouldn't have Broadway coming to Knoxville, Tennessee, which is a huge driver when you think about added value visitor experiences.
Mm-hmm. And again, I think we touched on a little bit, it's a great base camp for exploring this whole area of the state of Tennessee. You can do day trips to so many places.
Yes.
You could do the Smoky Mountains in a day trip, correct?
Oh, you really could. I mean, we love to promote the hub and spoke concept, mm-hmm. which is stay in Knoxville and then you can drive up to Dollywood for the day, do a little shopping, but then come back to your hotel room in Knoxville, have a quiet dinner, go out for, you know, whatever your evening activities mm-hmm. are, and then get up and do it the next day. But the surrounding counties to Knox County are quite amazing in their own right. It is such scenic beauty, and you can do so many things.
Give us a few more best picks in day trips.
I think so. In day trips, I would say venture out to like Granger County and look at what's
in Granger County.
I guess I'll do a celebration to the past because some of these smaller counties that surround Knox County, they have these little hubs. So it's like going back to the little town square of years past where you really can go into a restaurant and get a fountain soda if you want to. I mean, these are things that people don't even realize.
Right down the street.
Yes, you can
tell us about that. I mean, that thing is, what, 1898 or 1900 or something?
Oh, yeah, the Phoenix Pharmacy was redone. Yes, it is amazing.
Creaky wood floor and the classic soda fountain.
Yes. Yep, and Mass General has a celebration to that as well. You can do it all right here, or you can drive out and explore some of the different, you know, pathways and trailways that the state promotes. All of that is right here in East Tennessee.
Mm-hmm. And live music is big time here, right?
Oh, all day, every day. Mm-hmm. And the really neat part about the Visitor Center here in Knoxville is we have a partnership with WDVX.
I was just going to go there. The Blue Plate Special.
We do. And we have music every single day. It kind of got impacted scheduling through COVID, mm-hmm. but now it's back and we're every single day. You come here at lunchtime and you can see some pretty high-end acts.
This is live radio, and you're in the audience right there up close and center. Yeah,
definitely. And WDVX is an internet-based radio mm-hmm. station, and so it's broadcast all over the world. So we do have people that will venture here just to see their studios.
Oh, how cool. Another draw. Yeah.
Yes, it makes the Visitor Center a destination within the destination.
The other cool thing about Knoxville, it's an old town. It's from the pioneer days of Tennessee. Talk to us, if you're into history, what you could see and do on that level.
If you're into like old Civil War sites and you want to see some historic homes, Knoxville has just as much as other destinations you might think of when you use those type of historical words. So we love that. And most of our historic homes here in Knoxville are really free to the public. And you can learn so much just about the history, you know, the good, the bad, the mm-hmm. indifferent. It is a reason people flock to Knoxville a lot of times, is to see some of those sites. Mm-hmm. And it's just a celebration.
Couple downtown in the area walking tour where you can see some historic.
Downtown in the moment, you would definitely want to check out Blunt Mansion, which is, you know, a celebration to William Blunt. You would want to go to James White's Fort. It's one of the, you know, I think one of the sayings is, you know, who's holding down the fort? James White. So that's what they say all the time. So, you know, those are two really key signature downtown ones, but we do have a historic driving tour. We also have a Cradle of Country Music tour, which is, you know, takes you to some of those sites, but not all of them. Mm-hmm. But those would be the big ones downtown. And then, of course, we've got Crescent Bend that's right on the outside of downtown.
What's Crescent Bend?
So Crescent Bend is an old historic home, and it is almost on the edge of the University of Tennessee now, but it sits right on the riverfront. It has these amazing gardens, and they have reenactments and different things that you can learn there too as a historic home.
Interesting. And Blunt, a moment about him, he was one of the original pioneers in Tennessee, right?
Yes, he was.
Yeah.
Yes, he was.
So why didn't Knoxville become the capital of Tennessee?
That's a great question.
I know.
You know, I think that a lot of things Knoxville can be gifted with. You know, some people say that Knoxville birthed country music and Nashville raised it. And I guess we could say the same thing about being the capital.
One more favorite best pick from you. Like if I had 1 hour, which I do, and that's it, what would be the first place you'd want to take me?
You know, my biggest recommendation, I think now, and this would not have been the case even as little as a couple of years ago, would be to go check out the Sun Sphere. We have
I love that place.
Yes, we've reopened the observation deck
really?
In February of this year.
Awesome.
It's now a manned experience. It's a minimal fee of $5 per attendee, but you can go up there and see a 360-degree view of everything that the nucleus of Knoxville has to offer. It's a great way to plan your trip.
And we need backstory on how the Sun Sphere came to be in Knoxville.
Yes, 1982, we hosted the World's Fair in Knoxville, Tennessee, and we're actually celebrating its 40th anniversary right here as I speak. So it's a really, really amazing thing, and I think it's surprising to me at times how many people don't really understand what World's Fairs are.
Mm-hmm.
So we've really celebrated the fact that we can tell the story of what a World's Fair is, and how the Sun Sphere is basically Knoxville's Eiffel Tower.
Mm-hmm.
It's Knoxville's Seattle Space Needle, which were both structures also built for World's Fairs.
Yeah, it's so cool. And driving into town, that's the first thing you see.
I know. A lot of people just like, what is that big gold ball? And so we grab them that way, and then we educate them, and then sometimes they just go up there, and they don't necessarily want to know what happened in 1982. They literally just want to look at the view, and it is quite amazing from there.
And then another aside of that area, I love like sitting outside the Sun Sphere overlooking the river with the music venue.
Yes, so that's World's Fair Park and the amphitheater.
So cool.
As a community, we've been able to protect that space, which some of it existed during the World's Fair and some of it didn't, but I think it's just a great thing to have that kind of green space in the heart of downtown.
Yeah, so people friendly.
Yes.
Yeah, and then diagonal, there was a building that was built for the World's Fair that went through different iterations, and now it's been totally renovated as an awesome 4-star hotel.
Yes, it has. So back in the day when the World's Fair was here, there was a lot of hotels that went up with maybe a limited time frame in mind, but they've developed over the years, and now we've taken that structure, which was a temporary structure called the Knoxville Convention and Exhibition Center, and we've made it into the W, and a world-class Marriott sits on top of it now, and it's where we host a lot of our youth tournaments in partnership with the big Knoxville Convention Center that sits right across the street from it. So, yeah, they've done an amazing job.
And then the Tennessean?
Yes, the Tennessean. That's
elegant.
Very elegant.
Yeah.
It's one of our, you know, highest rated star properties, and it's been a great addition to the downtown setting.
And I know I met with their director of food and beverage a couple of years ago, and they do some really cool stuff there.
Oh, they really do. They do. I mean, back in the day, I don't know if people will remember these, but you used to have these things called chef's tables where you came in and they prepared these very high-end meals to show you what they were capable of.
Almost literally in the kitchen. Huh?
Literally in the kitchen. And the Tennessean, the Marriott, and even some of our other properties are at that level now, and that's great.
Okay. One more best kept secret. Why should somebody come to Knoxville?
Well, if you love your animal, that's why you should come to Knoxville. We are one of the most pet-friendly destinations, I think, in East Tennessee, maybe all of Tennessee. I don't know. Tennessee's a pretty pet-friendly state. Mm-hmm. But here in Knoxville, we have things that you can do, bring your dog with you, that a lot of people, it surprises them. You know, we have PetSafe that's headquartered here, so we have all these dog parks. We have patios. Dogs are welcome everywhere. They're welcome right here in the visitor center. So I think that's another little thing that if you like to travel with your pet, Knoxville's the place for you.
One more. Pre-COVID, I flew here for a music festival.
We have actually several music festivals, but if the one that you're talking about might be Big Ears, it's still here. One has shifted. So back in the day, we used to have like Dogwood had Rhythm and Blooms. Mm-hmm. That's now shifted into an event called Southern Skies. Okay. But we probably have over 40 festivals a year. So everyone should check it out on visitknoxville.com because you really do have a little bit of everything from the Asian festival to Ola to the music festivals to the beer festivals. I mean, microbrews here in Knoxville, that's a real deal. We have a ton of them. Mm-hmm. And people that like to ride bikes sometimes like to pass a microbrewery here.
And the funny thing is, I'm leaving here. I think you or one of your assistants is taking me to the airport.
Yes.
The Knoxville airport. I'm going to fly to Denver, change planes. I will be home in 5 hours in California. It takes me almost 5 hours just to get to San Francisco. Isn't that a paradox?
You know, I know.
Halfway across the country, and I'll be home for late dinner.
I know. That's awesome. Yeah, I tell people all the time, we're one stop away from anywhere in the world.
And who are your major flag carriers, air carriers?
We have Delta, United, Allegiant is a big one for us. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we have everything that people expect for your airport to have. And I will tell you, the coverage we have of an airport of our size, it makes it one of the top ones. And so, and it's located beautifully. We just came off the air show at the base. So it's been a big
you
weekend.
Blue Angels.
We had the Blue Angels here.
How cool is that?
I know. They've been flying all over from Thursday to Sunday. It's been a wild weekend.
One day.
Yeah. I know.
And you had Fat Albert.
We did have Fat Albert in.
I love that.
It was a big old plane. Yeah. And there was a little bit of an argument about which pilot gets stuck flying Fat Albert. And we learned that they rotate.
Okay.
So they all get chances in the the setup, and then some have to fly Fat Albert.
How cool. All right. Well, I could keep you all day, but you got to get back to work, and I have to fly home. So to learn more about your world, where would you direct somebody?
Visitknoxville.com all day, every day.
And then you obviously have a strong social media.
We do. And we also have a Visit Knoxville app. So our app feeds right from our website. And I know people might roll their eyes when you say another app. Mm-hmm. But this one really will. If you only have an hour to kill, it'll tell you everything you can do in an hour.
How cool. And your Instagram is called what?
We're at Visit Knoxville on Instagram, too, at Visit Knox. And my name is Kim Bumpus, president of Visit Knoxville.
Awesome, Kim. And I'm Tom Wilmer, reporting from Knoxville, Tennessee. We'll see you here.
Funding for Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer is provided by the Foundation at Hearst Castle, where donors and members experience exclusive events that recreate what it was like to be a guest of William Randolph Hearst, from swimming in the iconic Neptune Pool to dining in Hearst's private guest house overlooking the Pacific Ocean. The Foundation at Hearst Castle's ongoing mission is to support the conservation and restoration of Hearst Castle while offering youth programs for underserved students, preserving the past and inspiring future generations of dreamers. These children experience a world of science, technology, engineering, art, and math at Hearst Castle STEAM, along with studying the legacy of Julia Morgan, one of the most important women in the history of engineering and architecture. The foundation at Hearst Castle not only changes the lives of children, but also provides lifetime memories and unrivaled experiences for our generous donors and members. Discover how you can become a member by going to foundation@hearstcastle.com and learn how you can support this unique and invaluable mission. You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas award-winning travel show Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a featured podcast on NPR.org's podcast directory. Produced by California Central Coast NPR affiliate KCBX. You are invited to subscribe to Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer on NPR.org, NPR One, iTunes, Stitcher.com, and more than 20 other podcast channels around the world. To learn more about Tom Wilmer's journeys around America and the world, log on to thomaswilmer.com.
This is Roseanne Cash, and I'm sitting here with Tom Wilmer on KCBX Radio. Please support your local NPR station. I listen to WNYC in New York. In fact, NPR is all I listen to. If I didn't have NPR, I would feel like my lifeline to the world has been cut. So, yes, please support your local NPR station.